The state's largest wildfire so far this year is all but out. The Woodbury Fire began June 8th just northeast of Apache Junction. So far, it's burned more than 123,000 acres, making it the fifth largest wildfire in state history. Dangers remain as some roads and recreation areas in the Tonto National Forest are closed. Right now, forest personnel are assessing landscape damage, while crews monitor and mop up the remaining flames that burn along the northwest perimeter of the fire. Brandilyn Vonk is a public information officer for the Woodbury Fire. And Brandilyn, we know that it's 100% contained, but not 100% controlled. What's the difference between those designations?
So what contained means is we have a line established all around the perimeter of the fire that has been tested, and incident management team operations feel that that fire will not breach beyond that line. What controlled is we're not controlled because we still see active fire and smoke within the perimeter.
So this was one of the largest fires in Arizona history. It took more than a month to put out. Can you address some of the difficulties faced in fighting this wildfire, depending on terrain, location?
So the biggest difficulty with the Woodbury Fire was the terrain. It was steep, hazardous, rocky terrain, and it wasn't terrain that we could put our firefighters in and still keep them safe. And safety for our firefighters and the public is always our number one priority.
Remind us how it got started and how it was able to grow in such a sense, because it does seem as though, because it did potentially pose some danger to firefighters, but not necessarily to structures, it was allowed to grow. Is that sort of the process?
Well, so the fire, with still unknown what the cause is, that's going to take a determination from a fire investigator for us to get that actual cause. And as far as putting the firefighters in, like I said, it's all about safety. And it was in the Superstition Wilderness for the majority of it. So we didn't have any values at risk. And by values at risk, I mean structures being one of those values at risk, or infrastructure. So the decision was made to allow the fire to move to an area where we could safely put our firefighters in and then work on putting that fire down.
So now that we've determined the 100% containment, where are we at now in terms of what folks involved with the response team are doing? What's the assessment process like?
So right now we have what's called a BEAR team. That stands for Burned Area Emergency Response. And they are a group of scientists such as hydrologists, soil, wildlife biologists. They come in and they collect data both on the ground and via satellite imagery. And they compiled a report that we received at the end of last week. So from the process here moving forward, that report is going to be presented with other agency officials such as ADOT later this week in a meeting. And we're hoping that out of that meeting, we'll get a more definitive timeline on what's going to happen with the closures currently in place and moving forward from there as far as allowing public back into the area.
Brandilyn, I just had one more question for you. We know we're getting very close. Could be as soon as this weekend that the valley actually starts to see monsoon activity. As we know, that could be dust, that could be lightning, that could eventually be rain. Are there any concerns about potential dangers in that area of the fire now that monsoon storms are once they arrive?
So there's always a potential for monsoons to affect a burned area, because as that fire comes through, it's burned vegetation, and now that vegetation is no longer holding the soil together. So we can see things move around. We can see debris being pushed down onto the roads. And for public safety, that's why we still have closures in place. We do have alerts currently set up with the National Weather Service in Phoenix, as well as NOAA. And they kind of keep us up to date on the potential for those monsoonal or those storms to come over the Woodbury Scar area, just so we can have an idea what we need to prepare for in order to keep our firefighters and the public safe.
Brandilyn Vonk is Public Information Officer for the Woodbury Fire.